Harper Audio presents The Gift by Cecilia Ahern, performed by Kevin Kearns. Copyright 2009 by Cecilia Ahern. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1. An Army of Secrets. If you were to stroll down the candy cane facade of a suburban neighbourhood early on Christmas morning, you couldn't help but observe how the houses and all their decorated tinsel glory are akin to the presents that lie beneath the Christmas trees within. For each holds its secrets inside. Peeping through a crack in the curtains to get a glimpse of a family in Christmas morning action is to poke and prod at the presents wrapping. It's a captured moment that's kept away from all prying eyes. In the calming yet eerie silence that exists only on this morning every year, these homes stand shoulder to shoulder like painted toy soldiers, chests pushed out, stomachs tucked in, proud and protective of all within, like an army of secrets. And houses on Christmas morning are indeed treasure chests of hidden truths. A wreath on a door like a finger upon a lip, blinds down like closed eyelids. Then, at some unspecified time, a warm glow will appear beyond the drawn curtains. The smallest hint of something happening inside. Like stars in the night sky gradually appearing to the naked eye, lights go on behind the blinds and curtains in the half-light of dawn. One at a time, like tiny pieces of gold being revealed as they're sieved from a stream. Room by room, house by house, the street begins to awaken. The Christmas morning calm makes it seem as though a strange happening in the world has caused everybody to scutter to their hiding places. The emptiness on the streets doesn't instill fear, though. In fact, it has the opposite effect. It presents a picture postcard of safety. And, despite the seasonal chill, there's warmth. And while outside is somber, inside each household is a world of bright, frenzied colour, a hysteria of ripping wrapping paper and flying coloured ribbons. Christmas music and gastric delights fill the air with fragrances of cinnamon and spice and all things nice. Exclamations of glee, of hugs and thanks, explode like party streamers. These Christmas days are indoor days, not even a sinner lingering outside. Only those in transit from one home to another dot the streets. Cars pull up and presents are unloaded. Sounds of greetings and invitation from open doorways, which waft out to the cold air, are only teasers as to the festivities occurring inside. Then, just as you're soaking it up and sharing the invitation, ready to stroll over the threshold a common stranger but feeling a welcomed guest, the front door closes and traps everything back inside, as a reminder that it's not your moment to take. In this particular neighbourhood of toy houses, one soul wanders the streets. This soul doesn't quite see the beauty in the secret of calm. This soul is intent on a war, wants to unravel the bow and rip open the paper to reveal what's inside door number 24. It is not of any importance to us what the occupants of door number 24 are doing. Though, if you must know, a 10-month-old, captivated by the large green flashing prickly object in the corner of the room, is beginning to reach for the shiny red bauble that reflects a pudgy hand and gummy mouth. This, while a 2-year-old nearby rolls around in wrapping paper, bathing herself in glitter like a hippo in muck. Beside them, he wraps a new necklace of diamonds around her neck as she gasps, hand flying to her chest and shakes her head in disbelief, just as she's seen women in the black and white movies do. None of this is important to our story, though it means a great deal to the soul who stands in the front garden of house number 24, trying to look through the living room's drawn curtains. 14 years old and with a dagger through his heart. He can't see what's going on, but his imagination has been well nurtured by his mother's bedtime stories, and now by her daytime weeping, and so he can guess. Ready now, he raises his arms above his head, pulls back, and with all his strength pushes forward and releases the object in his hands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?